From cotton gins and grain elevators to factories and skyscrapers and grasslands to forests, there's only one host and one show covering it all. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, that illegal alien charged with murdering Lakin Riley easily, quote-unquote, entered our country, despite known links to a bloodthirsty gang in Latin America. 170 Democrats in D.C. voted against the Lakin Riley Act yesterday, and walls work for Biden in D.C., but Democrats don't want them for the country. The Lone Star Story of the Day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. In 100% pure Soviet or Communist Party style, our U.S. Navy in the Biden White House, no question, rewrites history to punish a political enemy. It's U.S. Representative Ronnie Jackson of Amarillo. I'll tell you about this latest round of wire stories going out on Ronnie Jackson. We've got the oil and gas rig count and Texas unemployment data. Also, Attorney General Paxton in Texas get a victory over the online pornographers. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. Don't forget, tomorrow, Saturday at 3 o'clock, that's the big Ragtown Gospel Theater show at the Ragtown Gospel Theater in Post, Texas. You'll love it. What a place. Go to ragtown.com. Get all the details, find your tickets, and get out there to watch 33 AD and have a really good music concert is the first half. It's just so much fun. You'll enjoy it. Ragtown.com. That's tomorrow. What a great way to use your Saturday. The Windy Deuce fire in Moore County is 144,045 acres. It's 92% contained as of 10:10 a.m. this morning. Also at 10 a.m., the Smokehouse Creek fire was listed as 1,058,482 acres and 87% contained. The firefighters continuing suppression efforts on the wildfire, that from the Texas Forest Service. How about this story? Ride home for teenager results in 50 years in prison for probationer. Out of Wichita Falls, KFDX says that Jonathan Bell, 30, of Wichita Falls, had his 7 years probation on five counts of possession, meaning I think pornography or something. Child pornography. I mean, this is serious stuff. He was on probation. He had gotten probation, so he wasn't having to live it in jail. Well, now he's going to 10 years in prison on each count to be served consecutively, the maximum. Why? He gave a teenage girl a ride home. Now, he knew better than that. I mean, this guy, these people, it's crazy. And Tommy Witherspoon at KWTX out of Waco has a really, a story about, particularly interesting, but at the juvenile correctional facility in McLennan County in Mart, they had some woman stand, 18-year-old Christina Nieves is an inmate there. They say she's been transferred to the main jail, not the GV jail, after they say she stabbed a guard in the face with an ink pen. First-degree felony aggravated assault on a public servant charge. Just awful stuff. And the drag teacher resigns. The Texas scorecard points out that this Rockmod Tachiati or whatever of Hebron High School in Louisville ISD, who wears the dresses and all that, roams the hall wearing pink dresses and stuff, and went to the school's prom in a sparkly red dress and high heels. And this is, you know, an ugly old hairy-legged man, has resigned the job there. They've got the 66th annual Sweetwater Rattlesnake Roundup underway. It started yesterday, runs through Sunday in Sweetwater. United Airlines plane slid off the runway after it landed this morning at Bush Intercontinental in Houston. Got in the grass. Nobody was injured. All passengers were transported to the terminal. Bad mark on some pilot's record there. Terrible story in the New York Post out of Texas. Well, it's happening down in Columbia. A divorced Texas dad accused of killing his Colombian girlfriend. She was some kind of well-known disc jockey, DJ type thing. Accused of killing her while they were having sex, testified this week that he couldn't remember strangling her while high on drugs. But he admitted stuffing the woman's body in a suitcase and tossing it in the trash. John Paulos, 36, took the stand in Bogota, and he claims he woke up and found his 23-year-old girlfriend, Valentina, dead in the bed next to him and with a zip tie. And apparently, and he admits they took drugs together. Folks, this is what drugs get you. This, you're out of your mind. That's what they do. They take you out of your mind. You don't have control. Anyway, he went down there to meet her. They had met up, and they'd been, anyway, he was some kind of financial investor in a securities company and something, and went down there to meet this girl, apparently murdered her. And I have this story because I just can't let it pass. It's out of Europe. Picked it up in the New York Post today. I'm going to read it all to you, but may I read the headline in the first maybe about five sentences to you? And I want you to think, this is what I'm trying to get you to understand, think when you're told things in your local press and by your schools and your health department and your government and everybody bemoans this and that. Listen to this. Gonorrhea cases nearly double in Europe amidst, quote, urgent, end quote, STI, meaning sexually transmitted disease, or surge, data says. Sexually transmitted infections skyrocketed across Europe in 2022. More than 70,000 individuals were reported with gonorrhea infections, or as Rush used to say, his teacher had said in school, gonorrhea. And 2022, a 48% surge from the year before. Other STIs, including lymphogranuloma venereum and congenital syphilis, which transmitted from mother to fetus, also show major increases. And then they go to the U.S. because they're New York Post. New York City also saw a spike in STIs in 2022, with gonorrhea rates up 11% among men and syphilis rates skyrocketing to a staggering 36% among women, according to the Big Apple's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Now, why does this matter? Because you've been told all your life, you're told constantly, every time a sex ed discussion comes up, sexual education for public school kids, every time abortion comes up, any kind of public health stuff, what you're told. By the way, I learned when I started doing the show years ago that almost every city ends up being the leading city for STDs and for teen pregnancy. Yes, believe it or not, when they send that out, and people say, well, our city's the worst, they use the numbers in such a way that they almost every city becomes in the state becomes the leading city. I'm just telling you. What I'm telling you here to pay attention to is this is Europe, far left Europe, where they're not even called prostitutes. You can be arrested for saying that. They're sex workers. It's legal in most places. Everything's regulated. They have state-run schools with all the leftist sex ed in them. They have open sexuality, free clinics, free everything in your face. Everything the left tells you that the sex ed and all the getting rid of your moral values and all this will do, it'll end all this, it'll really reduce this stuff, and it doesn't. And that's the point. Gonorrhea nearly doubles in Europe, and then so do all these others. The point is, they're lying to you. This stuff has never shown to be effective. If it did, these places would have tremendously lower rates. How's it gone up in New York City? I mean, the left runs that. They have the free clinics, they have the everything, the kids get introduced to all this stuff. Same problem. So just remember when you're spoon-fed this stuff by the media and local media who ought to know better that carry it as if it's really true and never check these studies about Abilene being or Wichita Falls or Lubbock or Midland being the leading teen pregnancy and one of the top in sexually transmitted diseases and all this. They never question this stuff. It doesn't take much looking beyond it to see that this stuff is used to scare people. They always tell you, if you do all this leftist stuff, it'll get rid of these things. Obviously, that's not true.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
DOT-regulated drivers, owner-operators, line up your required random drug testing program with Allied Compliance Services. Be legal and safe up and down the road. You'll be a valued customer with Allied Compliance, and they will be on call to help when you need it. Visit AlliedCompliance.com, AlliedCompliance.com, or phone 800-411-6906. Call Allied Compliance at 800-411-6906.
Many have heard my Pratt on Texas broadcast from the offices of Dr. Silvia Zuniga in Costa Rica. Over a decade, many listeners have acted to save money while getting the highest level of dental care available. I'm not kidding about the trip being like a free vacation. In many cases, two of you can fly, stay, dine, shop, and take adventures to beaches, rainforests, volcanoes, and more, and have top quality dental work done for less than just the dental work for only one person at home. Turn that unpleasant expense into a memorable adventure. Click on the dental care banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
From the statehouse to the courthouse, they know Pratt's watching. Here he comes with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The Baker Hughes rotary rig count out. The U.S. drilling rig count fell by 7. Texas fell by 8. A big fall off this week. Not good. We're down 75 drilling rigs from this time a year ago. We're down to 291, ladies and gentlemen. Not good. We need to be drilling and accessing energy. The Texas Workforce Commission has the unemployment or employment data out, saying that it's another record-breaking growth in January over the month increases in jobs. Following annual benchmarking revisions to the 2023 labor market data, Texas seasonally adjusted job count increased by 18,900 in January, reaching 14,053,400 jobs. The old J-O-B. Don't talk to me about J-O-B, that's what a lot of the welfare crowd says. It's 40 growth in 43 of the last 45 months. Non-farm employment grew by 263,900 jobs from January 23 to January 24. That's a 1.9% annual growth rate. And again, the civilian labor force grew over the month by 12,800 people. And that's... Now, I don't want to go into all the details. Let me just give you a look around the state. Abilene's unemployment rate in the report out today, 3.6%. Amarillo, 3.1%. It's the lowest. Austin area, 3.4%. Beaumont, Port Arthur, the Chemical Coast, 5.9%. Lower half of the Rio Grande Valley, Brownsville, Harlingen, 5.5%. The College Station, Aggieland, 3.3%. Corpus Christi, there at the capital of the Coastal Bend, 4.5%. Dallas-Fort Worth, all 3.9% in the three ways they divide it. El Paso in the Mountain Time Zone, 4.5%. Houston, 4.4% unemployment rate. Killeen, Temple, the Fort Hood, or Fort Cavazos region, 4.5%. Laredo, 4.3%. Longview, 4.6%. Lubbock, 3.4%. That is low. McAllen, Edinburgh, Mission, the northern half of the Rio Grande Valley, 6.4%. Midland, 2.6%. Now, they're the lowest, not Amarillo. Sorry about that. 2.6%. Odessa, 3.5%. San Angelo, 3.5%. San Antonio, 3.8%. North Texas, Sherman, Denison, 3.7%. Texarkana, 4.3%. Tyler, 3.9%. Victoria, 4.2%. Waco, 3.7%. And Wichita Falls, coming in with a very low unemployment rate of 4.04%. That out from the Texas Workforce Commission today. I don't know if you've seen much. A lot of people in Lubbock been following this complete total scam at the UIL in the state 2A semifinal basketball game where Newhome got cheated of the victory. And I mean, it's a clear cheat. This life is like this. Just know you're surrounded by people who have evil intentions, who are dishonest. You're also surrounded by people who are just utterly incompetent. And sometimes the results are the same. And you can lose your job, lose your business. This is the way it goes. So if we're going to learn lessons from sports, this is a lesson to learn because it's awful. The video clearly shows the ball was gone from the player's hands. And it was Newhome should have won on the buzzer beater last shot, and they didn't. And the refs went and looked at it all and did a review and then ignored the very systems that are there to make sure that they know whether it's true or not, the lights and stuff on the scoreboard. So I just want you to know that this has become, you know, it's a national scandal now, and it's all over the state. And WFAA did a really good job of writing that up, making it a feature story. This isn't new. Same kind of stuff happened to some of us when we were involved in UIL events and other things like that. And it's happened in other places. It's just, you know, I don't know. It's just remember that it's not even that people just make mistakes. There are a lot of people who are negligently ignorant in jobs and things. It's like people that vote and go in there and say they know nothing about it, but still cast the votes. I just don't understand it. There are also people of ill will that cheat. So sad for those students, but better to learn it now, the kind of lesson, than losing your business or your life's work or something later on because of people who are dishonest and who are just totally incompetent. All right, today in Texas history, sponsored by Hub City Title, hubcitytitle.com. If you need a title and escrow company in Lubbock, use them. They've got in-house title examiners, hubcitytitle.com. We're in the middle. The Alamo's fallen. People don't know what to think. They're scared to death. The runaway scrape has begun. All the people are moving, burning their possessions, leaving them, and trying to get out of the what they expect will be the advancing Mexican army. They're heading east. But it was this day, and who was born on this day? The Paul Revere of the Texas Revolution. March 8, 1798, Matthew Caldwell was born in Kentucky, settled in DeWitt County, Texas in 1831. Though he was here before we declared independence, he earned the nickname Paul Revere of the Revolution because he rode from Gonzales to Bastrop to call men to arms before the Battle of Gonzales on October 1835. That's the come-and-take-it battle, folks. He was also called Old Paint because his whiskers were dappled. He was a signer of the Texas Declaration of Independence. Caldwell commanded a company in the defense of Goliad. He was captured in the Santa Fe Expedition and imprisoned in Mexico. He died at his home in Gonzales in 1842 and is buried there. Caldwell County was named in his honor. It's also the date, 8th of March in 1836, during the Revolution in Goliad, that James Fannin raised a flag with the words, "Liberty or Death." Thanks to Hub City Title, hubcitytitle.com, for sponsoring our look at Today in Texas History. Attorney General Paxton got a win. Now, we told you where a court had ruled against us on age verification for online smut, but we've got a win announced today. Paxton secured an important victory over a host of pornography companies. These are the nasty, filthy pornographers, including Pornhub, that sought to prevent a state law known as House Bill 1181 from taking effect. HB 1181 requires purveyors of obscene materials online to institute reasonable age verification measures to safeguard children from pornography. Pornhub and other organizations sued Texas initially because they want children, folks, to be... Look, there's no other reason to sue except they want to hook children on this stuff. And that's where the devil focuses, on the innocent. It is awful. They sued state and they got an injunction from a district court. Remember, we reported on that just recently. Attorney General Paxton immediately appealed and secured a stay on that injunction, allowing him, the state of Texas, to enforce the law for now. Now the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit has partially vacated that original injunction, ruling that the age verification requirements are constitutional. Applying rational basis review, the age verification requirement is rationally related to government's legitimate interest in preventing minors' access to pornography, the Fifth Circuit explained. Therefore, the age verification requirement, that part of the law, does not violate the First Amendment. While the court vacated the injunction against the age verification requirement in the statute, it upheld the lower court's injunction against a separate section of the law that requires pornography websites to display a health warning on their landing page in all advertisements, which, by the way, I'm with them, not with pornographers, but I don't like government when they take, you know, you got to put stuff on tobacco and on whiskey, and I don't like any of that stuff. It's like in Texas. Every man, you go in a man's bathroom, and remember, this has existed way before all of a sudden all the people decided that they can be any sex they want and go to any bathroom. We've had this stupid warning about consuming alcoholic beverages if you're pregnant, you know, because TABC requires you to put them up. All that kind of stuff. You're not gonna shield people from their own ignorance and stupidity. I know a lot of people think, oh, no, information is the key. No, it isn't. You just have to have people who are smarter and taught to think and that kind of thing, but I don't care for government requiring them to put all these warnings. There are exceptions. I mean, I'm no friend of the pornography industry. I don't really care about any kind of burden that they have to carry simply because what they do is a burden to society in total. They provide nothing that is actually good and valuable to society.
Pratt's back in a moment after we hear from those who pay the bills.
At Las Brisas, you'll enjoy the highest quality meats with chicken being all natural and hormone-free, the same for the exclusive Meijer Natural Angus beef, as well as premium Wagyu beef. Fish is flown in fresh several times per week, and premium produce is sourced from top growers with field-to-kitchen traceability and rigorous monitoring at all five stages of production to ensure quality. Enjoy authentic, fresh, superbly delicious meat and seafood at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information. Cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
A Texas Aggie from the big country says he visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip with his wife, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care. Click the banner at PrattonTexas.com.
It's the real talk of Texas with the authentic accent thrown in free. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, my friends. In pure Soviet or still to this day Communist Party style, I know people now don't really have much education. They don't understand how this stuff works about rewriting history and going back in history and punishing people in the past for political sins. You know, it's always about ideology. But it's pure political, communist style rewriting of history, and it's coming from our own United States Navy, and no question from within the political appointees in the Biden administration White House. There have been more hit pieces out. The Texas Tribune, which is, of course, a radical leftist publication, they cover some things others don't, and they have a writer or two that sometimes gets things very well said, but the organization itself is a leftist propaganda organization. And the Tribune News Service, which comes, you know, I think the story came out of the New York Daily News, which is just as close to a Communist Party organ as there is in this country, other than actual Communist Party organs. Bunch of hit pieces again on Congressman Ronnie Jackson. And here's the headline, Ronnie Jackson demoted by Navy for actions while White House physician. Now, I want you to listen, to be very careful when you read these stories, because even when I scan them, but when I read them, I'm like, wait a minute, did Ronnie Jackson lie to me? Did he lie on this show? Did he lie about being a rear admiral? Because I remember actually questioning him about his rank and all the other stuff. If you read the story quickly, you'll think Ronnie Jackson's a liar. They even say things like, however, the Texas congressman first elected in 2020 has continued to refer to himself as an admiral, with his website describing him as a, quote, retired U.S. Navy rear admiral with nearly three decades of military service, end quote. And he's a member of the House Armed Services Committee right now. Texas 13 congressman. Grew up in Levelland, just west of Lubbock. Lives in Amarillo. You would think Ronnie Jackson's been lying, but you have to see, they play on, it's just like when they talk about spending, it always, well, it's an investment. It's just a little bit. They know people don't do numbers well. What you have to read in here is that there's nothing scandalous about Ronnie Jackson, folks. These were these comments that when he was White House physician, even though he last is White House physician in the Obama administration and the Trump administration, and was widely praised there. Remember all that? Well, he acted inappropriate, and he drank on the job. He screamed at subordinates and made sexual and denigrating statements. This is the crap they tried for years and years, and they kept saying over and over. And claiming that even in Obama years that they found that he gave out prescriptions to patients who weren't eligible for it and all this. Well, then why didn't they do something about it? I mean, it's not like he was in charge of the medical establishment of the U.S. Navy, and it's not like he didn't have superiors above him. We're talking the Obama administration and in the Trump administration. Well, Robert, it was there. Wait a minute. If you have an exigent circumstance like a physician putting people's health in jeopardy or jeopardizing the quality of the White House health service that's there to tend to the president of the United States, don't you think that's the kind of thing you take immediate action on? Well, what they're claiming now is he's not a rear admiral. He was demoted to a captain. And I'm thinking, well, what? You got to read that. You got to look at the dates. Ronnie Jackson was elected to Congress in 2020. He retired as a rear admiral in the United States Navy in 2019. That is absolute truth. He retired. He was White House physician. He left the position because, remember, Trump liked him so much, he put him up for a job at the VA. And he withdrew from that because they all came in and, you know, and the left still, even in the story from the Tribune Service, trying to make it appear that he only gave Trump an excellent health a diagnosis to get this appointment. That's their implication, which of course is silly. Look today, Trump is still out. He's a very healthy man. These people live in an alternate universe of lies and deceit. They worship the devil. That's all there is to it. They worship Satan. They worship at the altar of Satan in every place. They don't care about truth at all. Whether Ronnie Jackson did something or didn't do something, the point is, in that critical post, he was not... People, well, he was a boss. No, he's one of many, and there's a whole bunch of chain of command above him. If there were a real problem, you're talking about a Democrat administration and a Republican administration, and if nobody took action against that at the time, then maybe those are the people who need to be shamed and have their careers ruined. They're claiming that Ronnie Jackson is a captain now, and not, which is the same as colonel, in the other services, that he was demoted. But you got to look at this. When was he demoted? Oh, he was elected to Congress in 2020, folks. When was he demoted? Oh, they did a big, the Navy did an investigation years after he leaves the White House, after he's retired, and took, quote, administrative action in July of 2022, the middle of the Biden administration. Now, folks, if this is not Soviet Communist Party style stuff, I don't know what is. It's similar to the going after a former president for his political opinions and calling those things crimes. But this is in a way even worse. This is the way they purge people and would remove their photographs and or change their rank and demote, and say, oh, they were a hero of the people, the hero of the Soviet Union. Now they're an enemy of the people. This is disgusting. This is the U.S. Navy. Stop putting your trust in institutions that you think are all good and great, because they're not. They're riddled with this Marxist DEI and CRT leftism. The Biden administration, after the man has retired, years, not a year, years after the man's retired, they claim to have done, the Navy has done an investigation, and they took administrative action to demote a man, of course, who's already retired, and he's a one-star admiral. He's a rear admiral. And this is pure punishing your political enemies. This is disgusting. And this is where we find our country, and your neighbors don't understand what's going on. They think we've got a little gripe here or there. Folks, we're very near the point of the country completely falling within itself, and enemies simply taking advantage of that. They're funding and running a lot of this. And, you know, all I can say is that at some point that Second Amendment has to mean something. It's not just some odd idea out there. It was there for a reason. And this is frightening. We're by no means there yet, but we're getting there awfully close. And it is dangerous. It is extraordinarily dangerous. Ronnie Jackson, Dr. Jackson, Congressman Jackson, I don't care what problems he had in the White House. That's an administrative issue for them at that time. Nobody took any serious action on that. They just used rumors to try to derail him from getting an appointment under Trump. That's what they did. They didn't do anything. The Navy didn't do anything then. So if all this is really true, why is not that entire chain of command being denounced, demoted, and removed from their positions. Because we know this is all Communist Party style action. And it's being done today and to one of us. And if it can happen to a man like that, who's not just out there being a Trump spokesman, but now is a member of Congress and a member of the House Armed Services Committee, do you think there's anything to prevent them at the whim of any mid-level bureaucrat who's politically motivated from destroying your business, from splashing your name all over TV and doing a perp walk down at the local federal courthouse and accusing you of something that later on, like they've done to other people I know, drop all charges but never say anything about it? We are moving into an era that Americans just would never really believe was going to be the case or could be the case here. And we certainly are there in some degree. Look at all these people that are in prison now for nothing more than walking around and walking through an open door at the Capitol. You know, a lot of these people they put in jail didn't do anything but that. Very dangerous.
Pratt returns after the break.
Most often you don't need a new computer. You only need upgrades or fixes manufacturers have made difficult for the average person to perform. Jeff Barker Computer Service can upgrade your RAM, safely replace older hard drives with new, much faster solid-state drives while saving all your data, and speeding boot up, program startup, and more, adding years of use. Free estimates, no minimum fees, no surprises. Avoid wasting money. Upgrade and repair your computer with Jeff Barker Computer Service. Visit jbcs.com. jbcs.com.
Make your home office or workshop comfortable in both hot summer and cold winter with an energy-efficient ductless AC and heating unit from Hart Heating and AC.
The True Texan Studios uber comfortable with a Hart Heating and AC installed ductless unit, and the energy efficiency as well as ease of installation made it the best upgrade I've made in years.
Stop the suffering and take it to Hart. Hart Heating and AC. Beat the heat and the cold with a ductless system. Hart. H-A-R-T heatingandac.com.
Licensed TACLA 1229 OE.
Architects, builders, owners, Texas Government Code 3100.055, our flag code, specifies that when the Texas flag and the U.S. flag are flown at the same location on separate poles or staffs, the Texas flag is to fly at the same height as the national flag. Respect Texas, our flag code, and our culture. Stop setting poles and staffs lower than the national standard flies. The Texas flag is to fly at the same height as the U.S. flag when on separate poles or staffs. Protect Texas. Do it right, please.
Taking time for Texas. It's Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back. Our Lone Star story of the day. That illegal alien that's charged with murdering Lake and Riley easily entered our country, even though we knew he had links to a terrible, bloodthirsty gang. Democrats don't care. You saw it in the State of the Disunion speech last night. Jeannie Tare at the New York Post has a big piece out. Migrant charged with Lake and Riley's murder easily entered U.S. despite links to bloodthirsty gang. Bombshell Post probe reveals Venezuelan charged with murdering Ms. Riley was waved through the U.S. border and was not required to check in with authorities until 2 years later, according to their investigation. Jose Ibarra, 26, now marked by authorities as part of the deadly Tren de Aragua gang, according to sources, was arrested for illegally crossing into the U.S. in September of 22. After less than 24 hours in custody, he was simply released. They use the word on parole, folks. This is just the catch and release. Just given free rein in the U.S. until October of 2024, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement insiders. He made his way to New York City. By the way, Texas didn't bus him there, where he appeared carefree, living in a shelter provided by the city, so at taxpayer expense, posting pictures of himself at Big Apple landmarks. He was even arrested by police in New York City, but let go before fleeing to Georgia to meet his allegedly violent brother, who had also been allowed into the country, but who cut off an ankle monitor to evade authorities. Now they break down the timeline and the shocking events, and it shows how violent and dangerous people have easily slipped in under the radar. No, they were on the radar. New York Post, Jenny, they're on the radar. The Democrats don't care. They're sowing chaos on purpose. September 22, Ibarra is arrested by Border Patrol in El Paso after illegally crossing the border. He's accompanied by his girlfriend, Layling Franco, and her 5-year-old son. After less than 24 hours, he's released on parole due to lack of detention capacity. Right? Instead of deporting them, we just let them into the country. According to ICE records, seen by the Post, gives his destination address as New York. It's a homeless shelter, and he's instructed to report to the agency in the city. El Paso was being overrun with more than 600 migrants a day. El Paso was also paying for migrants to be bused to New York. Remember what I told you? It's not all Texas. City of El Paso, these NGOs have been doing this for years. Don't buy the lies. And they at the time, they had the blessing of Mayor Eric Adams, and they bused him up there. October, the next month of 22, Ibarra has issued a date to check in with ICE. When? 2 years later, in 2024. In April 6, 2023, New York reschedules his appointment, pushing it back to December of 2024. ICE has no notes indicating whether he ever lived up to even that one provision, the parole into the country, the catch and release, and that was checking in. There's no evidence whether he even checked in. May 22, 23, Ibarra files an asylum application and applies for a work permit. Franco previously told the Post that she and Ibarra got married so we could join our asylum cases to increase their chances as a family unit, you see. They're all scamming the system. Franco said, she said he worked for DoorDash and Uber Eats in a local restaurant. August 31, 23, Ibarra is arrested by the New York Police Department, charged with riding a gas-powered moped with Franco's son on the back without a helmet or restraint for the child. They released him before ICE could issue a detainer for his arrest. And his case with the NYPD was later sealed. That means somebody's trying to cover up. November 23, Franco and Ibarra split, and he moves, because that was a hoax anyway, he moves to Athens, Georgia to meet up with his brother, Diego, who's 29. Diego had attempted to enter the country in April, but was immediately deported. Less than a month later, he had a fight with border officers as he attempted to reenter again. And despite physically fighting and attempting to bite a Border Patrol officer, the feds cut a deal with him, and they let him stay in the country. Oh, but you have to have an ankle monitor, which, of course, he just promptly cut off in Littleton, Colorado, and that's the end of that. He's in the country. Then he went to Georgia. And this is how it's working for millions, folks. In December of 23, this last December, his brother's arrested for DWI and driving without a license. He was arrested back in September for that. In October, both Diego and Ibarra are arrested for stealing from a Walmart store. Considerable amount. Warrants were issued for them. They didn't ever turn themselves in. Diego worked for University of Georgia using a false green card. February 22 this year, promising nurse student Lakin Riley fails to return home after going for a run near campus. The 23rd, the next day, Jose Ibarra is arrested and charged with concealing the death, false imprisonment, felony murder, malice murder, on and on and on. They have surveillance footage, shows him at the crime scene. In March, an arrest warrant this month, just now, an arrest warrant for his brother shows he has the distinctive tattoos of the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang, including the five-point crown on the left side of the neck and the five-pointed stars on the right side of the neck. And they've got pictures of him posing with guns and throwing gang signs. Yet, of course, they let him into the country. Even though he had already been deported, he's crossing illegally again, gets in a fight with a Border Patrol officer, they let him in. He's an active member, according to ICE, of the gang. And the brother, they let the brother in. The brother, of course, goes to join him. Now, how sick can it continue to get? The U.S. House passed the Lakin-Riley Act yesterday that would require federal officials to arrest illegal immigrants who have been charged with theft in the U.S. In other words, they broke a law. They ought to be. Any law. You know, when you do it right and you do everything right, and you live right and you have sponsors here. I've been through this with people, including my wife, but I helped other people. You know, when you do this right and it takes all the time and years, you're here on probation, even though you have conditional resident status and all that. You're told if you break any law, you get in trouble. I mean, you're going to be gone. All the illegals, all these people, it's just with impunity. We're having to pass a law now to say that they should be arrested when they break the law. This is insane. By a vote of 251 to 170, the House approved the bill named after Lakin Riley. And all Republicans voted for it. 37 Democrats voted for it. How many Democrats voted against a bill that requires feds to arrest illegal aliens who are charged with theft? 170 Democrats voted against it. Breitbart had a good piece yesterday with the State of the Union show. That's all it is. It's a show. I'm not very interested. I'm not even interested in when it's our own president anymore. I watched the one with Rush because I wanted to see him be honored. But other than that, Feds build a wall for Biden's State of the Union address. Walls work. Feds can put a wall all around the U.S. Capitol building. That thing, it's an 8-foot black Capitol wall. They say it's probably more people guarding that than guarding the entire border. And Alex Bruskowitz said, Democrats are happy to spend taxpayer money on building a wall to secure Biden and other D.C. elites, but they refuse to continue funding for Trump's border wall. And that was being built to keep the American people safe. At least they concede that walls work. Oh, and the wall is going to stay up in the Capitol complex for 5 days. Can you imagine us doing that during the Cold War? Oh, I forget. People have no education at all anymore. How would this look when we're trying to show the world constantly that we're a place of freedom and openness versus the walls of the Soviet Empire? And yet this is what, ever since they've taken over, this is what they've been doing. All these fences and wires for the inauguration, these walls. This is horrible. Buttigieg, Vish Buttigieg, conservative person, president of Basilisk, said the American people are screaming for a border wall to protect our country, and these same elected officials either pretend like they can't hear those screams, or even worse, they generally don't care to heed those concerns. But of course, they'll build one to protect them for their little gathering in the U.S. Capitol. Folks, we are in far worse trouble than most. I know a lot of people are uneasy and know we're in trouble, but I think at a fundamental philosophical and societal level, we're in a position far worse than most anyone realizes. Doesn't mean it can't be turned around. With the help of God and a repentant nation, a penitent nation, it certainly can be. But that takes all of us. It takes all of us living our lives right in a godly manner, being an example, standing up for that, not being ashamed of that, and insisting others do the same, and going to work to fix our country. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Proud on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.